Here is some Stoke FM news for Thursday, April 6, 2023. I'm Megan Dooling. Revelstoke's property taxes will be higher this year so the city can start saving for a new arena. City Council approved a motion at the end of March to increase property taxes for 2023 to 5% and 3% after that until 2027. Council previously voted to raise property taxes this year to only 3%, an amount the finance department calculated would cover expenses and allow $57,000 a year in savings. However, the finance director requested this 5% increase, which would allow 2% of taxes collected to be saved. Shianna Moore said that's $270,000 per year. Councillor Tim Stapenhurst voted against this motion. Everyone else voted in favor. Stapenhurst read out a statement before the vote, asking if this is really the time to increase taxes beyond the bare minimum. Councillor Lee Devlin agreed that affordability is a tough pill to swallow, but he said putting aside more money now will reduce the amount the city has to borrow later. Councillor Matt Cherry said that for the last 20 years, politicians have made minimal tax raises, which is why he said the arena needs to be replaced in the first place. Councillor Aaron Orlando said the arena project has been around for a long time. He floated the idea of a 5% tax increase with 4% going towards the arena, saying he's eager to move forward. That idea didn't go ahead, with the financial director and mayor pointing out that 1% of taxes isn't enough to cover the city's operating costs. Now that the tax increase amounts have been set, they'll be written into the draft financial plan that council has to approve. This has to be done by May 12th. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.